It's me again. My name is Kaizong Jiang. So I'm going to present the all expression of the ABA biosynthesis gene, NCED, with a stress-inducible promoter improved drought tolerance in petunia. So let me see. Okay. And we know drought is one of the major environmental stress in that limit plant growth and production, especially in California this year. We have no rain, really short of water. And we've also known in the flower industry, you probably go to big box store, you can see this picture somewhere. Basically, drought caused post-production loss quite significantly. In some cases, loss could be greater than 30%. This is Michelle's data. I think so suggests that this huge issue here. So our goal is try to develop a strategy to reduce drought tolerance or increase drought tolerance. So we know that abscisic acid, its plant hormone, plays a key role in response to the water stress. And this is just use a plant physiology classic data suggests ABA play two roles. One is as help the closed stomata reduce transpiration. That's most people know that. And the second most important, I think it's most important, is as a signal to trigger the downstream response pathway by biosynthesis a lot, heat shock protein or proline, or this metabolism, secondary metabolism and biochemical changes, and try to protect the cells to survive under the stress conditions. So we know we can use the ABA to prevent, reduce the water loss or improve the post-harvest for pollen plants. And Michelle Paul, they published paper used called SABA, and you can use it, commercial products. And to prevent water loss, and this is just the but as a stress signal, ABA is not necessarily good for the plants. In some cases, it might cause detrimental. In this case, leaf crawlers and reduced germination. All these things happening. So there's a timing or the amount. It's critical. And so the idea, we try to use a molecular approach to manipulated the ABA biosynthesis pathway, and this I'm not going to spend too much time to emphasize the pathway here. I want to point out a key gene called NCED in this case play a limited role. If you in tomato there's a demonstration, if you increase NCED expression, you can overproduce the ABA. Okay, so the idea we have is, okay, we can have to use the specific promoter and to drive the NCD expression. We choose RD29A promoter from Arabidopsis. This promoter responds to drought, cold, salinity, and low temp, ABA as well. So, and then we clone the NCD gene from tomato, and this is the model we hope this will work. And so basically use a stress induced promoter drive the NCED that produce more ABA, enhance drought tolerance, and drought signal will trigger the RD29A promoter activity and just keep cycling, okay, under the particular condition, in this case under the drought condition. Hopefully under normal condition, the RD29A won't activate it at that time. So we might change genetic plants use that approach. So we look at the plants, and there's a control, and the three transgenic lines, 8, 3, 7, 8. And also as a control, we use 35S promoter to drive the NCD expression. At the transgenic plants, for the 35S promoter, the plants are smaller, dwarf, and there's a lot of issue here. And as we confirm in a tomato case. but At the same time, when we look at the RD29A transient lines, they perform really well under normal condition, without shifts. The flower time is really similar, about 70 days after the planting. And we look at other phenotype, flower, the height, also that under normal condition we don't see any differences. But when we also look at the germination, because the ABA will inhibit the germination, and this is 35S lines, so they, because the high ABA accumulated in this seed, they prevent the germination. We have to treat with the GA and break that dormancy. But for the 29A pro lines, all the lines are germinated normally, so there's no issue there. And that's just the data confirm it. When we look at the expression, whether we really the 29A promoter under the normal condition, we don't see any activity there. We just compare with the Y type. 35S is highly expressed. The NCED and expression is very, very high. We treated the leaves in this case, and for 12 hours, you see that all these 29A lines, the NCED expression is upregulated. And of course, this is 35S, that's also. We also, this is tomato NCED gene we introduced in the petunia. So we also look at endogenous NCED expression. Again, this is 12 hours. Of course, Y-type also express endogenous gene. So that's, but the big difference is, the tomato NCED gene we introduced into petunia. We also confirm the major ABA content in the transgenic lines. In the Y-type, 12 hours, that's just increased a lot. But 35S, again, the highly accumulated ABA, and RD29A9 under the stress condition, the ABA content is very, very high. And so we use these transgenic plants to test the drought tolerance. And this is just the figures that the photo show you. On here is a transgenic line and a white as a this is an empty vector transgenic line. So they would grow normally. And when 7 days later, the Y-type started wilting. 15 days without water, we just hold irrigation, and the Y-type, you see that the wilting phenotype, it's clearly they show some water stress. 20 days later, they basically, you see the huge differences here. And then further down, we dry them almost become crisp. Really past the point of return. And then we water them. 10 days later, we take pictures. You see the transgenic lines recover really well, almost about 100% recovery. And so this is just the data confirm that, it's about 95% recovery, it's 1 out of 20 or something, cannot make it. I mean, that's the normal condition, under stress conditions. We also test the adult plants. So this case, during the reproduction stage, the plants are extremely sensitive to water stress. So we test the bigger plants, and again, this is just 0 day, they grow normally, this stuff from 7 days later, the Y-type showed severe wilting phenotype, and transgenic plants that grow normally, which really demonstrated and that not only involved the seedling survival as well as adult drought tolerance in this case. Let's see. Okay, to summarize, we're still doing a lot of work here trying to figure out, what is this biochemical change in this transgenic plants. And especially, we want to know called the resurrection phenotype. Why did the transgenic plants come back so early, so quick? So we want to use the RNA-seq technology to profile the whole transcriptome what genes are upregulated, what genes are downregulated related to phenotype, especially focus on the meristem cell and the pseudo meristem and Lewy system. These are two organs, I mean, they survive well. And also look at some biochemical changes. And right now, the graduate student work on it, we test the, you know, prolonging accumulation in the transgenic plants. That we see highly accumulated, you know, the prolonging, which provides some protection against, you know, the drought. And we also measured gene expression for the P5CS, which is the key gene for prolonging biosynthesis. It's also upregulated. So far, I think that all this evidence suggests is that some fundamental biochemical changes provide protections. Okay. In summarize that this talk, we over expression the NCED, a key ABA biosynthesis gene, and use the inducible system, and that strategy provides strong protection against severe drought stress. In the petunia. We also made transgenic plants in tomato as well, and both transgenic plants are performing very well under our conditions. Okay, thank you. Yes?
The promoter you use is drought inducible. How about the other species?
Yes, okay. The promoter actually, like I say, respond to drought, ABA, salinity, low temperature. So yeah, we haven't tested other condition yet. At the meantime, we actually try to use a low temperature induce this NCED genes under, you know, for shipping purpose. And this is just underway right now. Okay.
You showed a picture of the that were small and some of that were
different promoters? Yes. The smaller ones actually we use called 35S promoter, with constitutive promoter, always on, so to produce the ABA even when they don't need it. So that's why the megaplants are smaller. Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, the picture, last picture show, I know that, you know, it's a little bit different, you know, but we did quite a different, repeated three times already. Good question. We don't know stomatic density, whether change or not. The students right now examine that one. The preliminary data suggests the stomatic density didn't change. Even we look at, the, you know, different leaves and under the normal condition. Oh, you talk about a normal condition, okay.
Do you know if there's any drought tolerant varieties of petunia and what their ABA levels are in comparison to the more commercial cultivars?
We know that in tomato there's some lines called ABA deficient lines that are sensitive to water stress. I don't know about petunia. Michelle, do you know anything?
I think that that's been part of the screening process in the introduction of the commercial cultivars. They are saying that they're more tolerant to stress. I don't know specifically if they look at anything.
All right. I think we're on time. Okay. Let's see.